Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast.
Welcome
episode
back.
17.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Ready for some monkey see, monkey do?
Always.
Hell yeah. My favorite.
It's the talk of the town.
Getting right into it this week. We're at a fat sum of $8.33.
Damn.
Wow.
Hot.
Kind of just insane. Kind of just, making it rain.
It's a big wad right there.
Dollar,
bill. Hey, we can definitely go to the dollar store.
Yeah, now.
Quarantine.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Kind of halted our plans.
We can afford it.
Thanks, Roni.
Dumbass Roni. Quick shout out to our patrons. Timmy McTim, Young Pirate One, and Simon, kind of making this run. Getting an insane extended episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bonus.
Kind of bonus. Yeah, we got a message on our server, in our podcast suggestions.
Happens a lot.
Take a gander
from a user by the name of Father Dude.
What a guy!
Oh yeah.
Said needs more Crazy Frog.
That's gonna be pretty accurate.
Bing,
yeah,
ding,
we've had what 0% so far.
I don't think we've had any Frog.
Yeah,
I mean
that should be our theme song.
Crazy
if we can get the copyright to Crazy Frog. That'd be great.
Crazy Frog comes to my house and kills me for mentioning his name.
Bing, 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 bong, bong. Bing, 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 bing.
Okay,
bing,
sound bing, effects bing. Aren't necessary. Dear God,
really
we know
right.
what it is.
I'm adding more Crazy Frog.
Oh, yeah, ASMR.
Now
we're talking about it. That's enough.
Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog ASMR.
Start this week off. Wyatt, why don't you introduce our...
Oh, yeah, I'll just kind of like set the stage for the old subject. So there is a YouTube channel called... Capital D A 7 3 E's 7 who uploads gore videos to YouTube, but they are under education, so YouTube allows it, which is pretty interesting. I found this a couple weeks ago.
They're
pretty epic.
Juicy though.
I'll
Why,
just kind
of
like.
Could you name some of the top videos on that channel?
I'll try and avoid the most disturbing ones, but I'll just read this one: 60 kilogram testicle tumor removal surgery. That's a fun one.
Oh, really just got graphic.
Really
That's
surgical
it's,
cinema.
Yeah, it's really it's
just for those who don't know, 60 kilograms is 132 pounds.
Oh,
can
yeah.
you imagine? It's like that South Park episode where
Ryan,
they're all fucking
can imagine.
Around. Where they're
Ryan,
all on the,
dude,
the
Ryan,
giant
I think
balls.
Being that big is quite I think that would be you losing weight.
Yeah.
My testicle.
Other famous videos like Obesity the Postmortem Edition, which is great. They're basically just cutting open a big woman who donated to Ryan Designs.
You're hitting a little bit too close to home,
that's on
to home
YouTube.
For Ryan.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Yeah, it's a full video. It's a 36 minute video, so you know he probably made $100 at least from that.
All the angles.
Probably
All
more than
angles.
That actually. 3.5 million views, so clearly a lot of people are into it.
It's just surprising that.
I mean, why
I guess,
wouldn't you
yeah,
be into
it's
it?
Educational. Like, I didn't.
Brain know. Unboxing, autopsy of the cranium. That's a classic.
Toy review.
That is a.
Unboxing.
Unbox therapy.
Brain unboxing.
Hey guys, today we have a real human brain.
Guys,
fucking head on its table.
You know all those Kinder Egg videos where they find a toy inside? It's that, except with a brain. Guys, it's so crazy. Come on. You gotta see it.
That's excellent.
They should launch a new line of Kinder products. It's just a fucking dead
just
guy's
a corpse.
Head with like a little plastic toy crammed in the center.
Get the light up Star Wars lightsaber fork, but dig through the hole, dude.
You just gotta really get in there. It's like the secret item in the cereal box. You're just like hoping
breaking
you get
on
one.
The outside.
Oh, could be in here
tastes
somewhere.
Tastes like chicken.
Get the Flintstone spoon.
Get the Flintstone
True.
Scooper.
Like past the large intestine.
You know the haunted houses where they like blindfold you, put your hand in a bowl of noodles and tell you it's brains?
It actually is brains.
It just is brains.
Tell you it's this, noodles. This one's a good video. Fecal matter extraction and taste test. Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
Hey, it sounds like a regular Friday night.
Oh, wait, that's not from the channel. That's just one of my videos that I uploaded.
Wasn't that the opening
on
title
your SpongeBob
for cats?
Clips channel?
Yeah. Fecal matter
removal.
taste.
Do you mean he just takes a shit? I don't know. What else could fecal matter removal be?
It's just like a close-up on him taking
a
shit.
The guy who runs the channel, just sitting on the toilet.
So, here we have subject one. after eating 3 cans of refried beans.
Oh. Not funny.
Oh, no. Now we're getting refried.
Oh, absolutely refried.
Better out than in.
Oh,
as,
yeah.
As Shrek always says.
And he was a fecal matter enthusiast, honestly.
Oh.
He was. He was legendary.
Oh, did they extract it? You remember the beginning of Shrek when he makes the candles by, like,
oh, pulling sticking his earwax out?
His ear? It's like that, but they just shove a rope up their ass.
Why? That's going to be the news, like, the new quirky candle craze. It's like fecal matter candles by Yankee. Oh. The new just zany
up
trend.
The whole house.
Yankee fecal matter candles.
The new zany YouTube trend, fecal matter ASMR.
Make your house smell porta
potty. So
pull it DIY apart. Fecal matter edition.
Oh, did we skip over a celebrity
2077 dance? Will have 4D sense. So after Jesus. The cock customization, you'll be able to smell
customize
your
character anal ways.
Yeah, you'll be able to customize. Maybe you want a nutty oak smell.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Just a bit of an oaky one.
Kind of
plug it into your controller.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Using oxygen mixing technologies, you can smell your character's in-game shit.
Oxygen mixing technologies?
Smell-o-vision.
You just mix oxygen.
Xbox Pleasure add-on, you'll be able to feel the stimulation of your character.
Oh, jeez.
Getting into it.
Haptic sense.
That would eventually be possible.
Oh, it's possible.
It will be.
So gross, it will be. Oh, I'll be waiting.
All right, Theo's excited for that one.
You know, patiently kind of a fan.
I mean, yes. Depends what game it
not
is.
Not going to get involved, but I'll buy it.
Yeah, I'll just
try it out.
Daily.
For sure.
Maybe multiple times.
A little haptic sensor.
24-7, we'll round the clock. Working 9-to-5. You know what I mean?
What a way to get a living.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of fat people getting dissected, did you know Naked and Afraid XL is returning, guys? Let's go.
Oh,
I figured,
yeah.
I figured Ryan might want to
no.
do that. It's because it's extra large
you know, that's
edition.
It's probably easier for the editors because they don't have to censor anything.
Exactly.
The that's role's just covered.
Wait, is this like a crossover with my 600-pound life?
I don't know.
That's biggest. Oh, jeez.
I thought DLC Ryan collab. I was gonna say this last week, but I think now's a more fitting time. I think Ryan might be able to join that one, right?
What are
maybe
they
get in the cast.
Drop an unlimited buffet.
Maybe audition. I actually don't know if XL means extra large, but that's just what it's called. I don't know. Why would you put XL, though? That's what the show's called.
The winner gets a round trip paid to Golden Corral.
The winner gets to play the boulder in the new Indiana Jones movie.
Crystal Skulls 2.
Oh, gosh.
Not even a moving boulder, though. It's just in the background. They get to be painted gray and just sit there.
Have you ever actually watched Naked and Afraid?
No, it's awful.
No, it's just never, like, appealed.
The worst.
It's just
yeah,
not
I don't really
like
care
a
that much. To be honest, surviving in the wilderness is already, like, a pretty, like, interesting thing. They don't need to be naked. There's really no reason for it.
Wow, or
it's
afraid.
It's kind of, like, to get people to click.
Like,
ooh,
I
guess.
Naked?
Hot.
Wow.
And afraid.
But then it's like,
they don't
I only watch
either.
Naked and Afraid
for the sociopath.
And content. There's a show, Clothed and Content.
Clothed and Content? It's just like a GoPro in a normal family's house. Clothed and Content.
Yep, there you go.
Just a guy working a desk job. Just nothing interesting about it. Just,
oh, okay, so yep, clarification. The people aren't extra large. The challenges are extra large.
Okay,
so
what if they did?
Kind of a missed opportunity, though.
Yeah, honestly, dang. Sad.
We can make that.
I like
Ryan, do you
want to
be the first contestant?
I'm the only one on triple XL.
Fat people.
Triple
extra
XL.
Large challenges, extra large people. We'll cross
so
over.
Ryan's going to be playing the island.
Ryan will be playing the tsunami that inevitably kills them in the finale.
That's the final extra, extra large challenge. So I jump off a plane and land in the ocean.
And then
Ryan's like the producer who's like filming them, just stuffing like chili cheese dogs down his throat while they're all like starving.
Go over there and start a fire.
Please, I'm starving. I'm starving. I'm fat.
Shut the fuck up.
That was bad. I apologize.
No remorse.
fat jokes instead of dad jokes.
Fat jokes are funny.
They go hand in hand, honestly.
That's perfect.
I think that's a good note to go to the break. I think we will be back in a second. See you guys.
See you.
And we're back. We're just kind of monkey.
That was enthusiastic.
That was a pretty good break.
Dude, it's Funky Monkey Friday.
Wow. This comes out on Saturday.
Happy Saturday, monkeys. For us, it's Friday.
We record.
For you, you're Funky Monkey on a Saturday.
That's Minion Saturday.
Okay.
Minion Monday, idiot.
No, it's Minion Sunday, Minion Saturday. It's Minion Weekend.
Okay.
If Minions say it's Saturday, it's Saturday.
You can't just say Minion after anything and have it be a Facebook
every day
mom
it's Fat Day for you, Ryan. Fat Friday, Fat Saturday. I'm not going to keep naming
fat
the
Tuesday?
Days.
Fat Tuesday?
Yeah,
all right, I don't want to bring religion into this.
Guys, let's have a deep philosophical conversation about the origin of life. Okay.
Let's have a deep philosophical conversation about how fat Ryan is.
All right. If we deep dive.
Full deep dive.
Okay, let's throw it to Wyatt.
Okay. Did you guys hear the recent news that Mike Tyson is training again and plans to return to the ring? He's 53 years old.
What? Really?
And he's planning to return to the ring, which is pretty nuts.
He can't even talk.
I don't think that has changed though.
Mike Tyson versus Conor McGregor is not going to end well.
But it's pretty crazy that he's 53 and
he actually wants brittle bones at some point.
Yeah,
like, how is he in it?
He has nothing to prove, but he says I'm in best shape ever.
That's totally
Wait,
not true.
Did he okay. actually you say
no,
that?
No, sorry. I'm in best shape ever.
Oh God.
Did you just play a recording of Mike Tyson
like
there?
More ripped
was that
is to be like on steroids.
I don't think
there's any real way to be in better shape when you're 50 than you were when you were like 20.
So, the thing is, he holds the record for the youngest boxer to win a heavyweight title. But if he wins this time, he'll also hold the record for the oldest boxer to win a heavyweight title.
Oh, so I don't think he can win.
That's what
no,
he wants.
No, he won't win.
No way.
He has nothing left to prove. Why does he want to go
someone
back?
Someone will be beating
he's gonna
him,
make
and
a
he'll
fool
be
of
saying,
himself.
Please, Phil Murphy.
Phil Murphy.
Well, it'll be exciting. You know how much people are going to watch, though? Like...
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to do them favors.
Most of it.
Like Floyd Mayweather.
This would be like Michael Jordan returning to the NBA. Like, this is pretty crazy if he actually does good.
Like, can you imagine Floyd Mayweather versus Mike Tyson and just Mike Tyson absorbing Floyd Mayweather's punches at 52?
Well, isn't Floyd Mayweather coming back as well?
I actually don't follow boxing. I don't know if did he retire?
He retired, but then he's like coming out of retirement 2020. Mm. But then also because this whole Roni thing happened,
I've never followed boxing.
2020.
But what I can see from it, from what I've heard about it, is no one actually retires in boxing.
No, you just stick around.
Oh,
not
going from boxing forever. And then they take a vacation for 2 years.
Or 20 years. In Mike Tyson's case.
Yeah, wait, hold on. When did Mike Tyson retire? I wonder. Because it's 2005 he retired, so it's been 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Didn't Mayweather only take, like, before the whole McGregor fight?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, but, like, Mayweather didn't, like, go out because he was, like, in bad shape. It's just he had, like, $100 million to blow. It just,
I think
he didn't have the box.
Yeah, his Mayweather's net worth is $1 billion.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
For being
really?
A boxer, that's
dude.
Absurd.
Those the money that on fights are crazy. It's like unreal.
I think the McGregor fight was like $125 million or something, and if he lost, he got like $50 million.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like a whole sporting event with two athletes.
Yeah, those things make a lot of dough.
So that's probably
that's the thing. Like that's why like on like a football team or whatever, all the it's like. It's 50 people on a team in total, but it's just one and one. So all the money just goes to them. So it's pretty
crazy. I mean, is it worth the brain damage?
Exactly. So I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
It's
$1 billion.
Millions
Ryan,
of dollars.
I think you kind of skipped the football step. You just went straight to brain damage.
Yeah.
Ryan had the speed run for brain damage straight off the changing table.
fell off in the movie theater bathroom.
Sometimes when the microwave goes on in Ryan's house, he starts talking like Mike Tyson. It happens. We get it. You'll be okay.
Freaks out.
Very cool. What?
Also, did you guys hear that Chuck E. Cheese Pizza has changed their name to Pasquale's Pizza and Wings?
Pasquale's?
No, it's P-A-S and then Qualies. Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
That's actually like...
No, it's real.
It's not like a meme.
It's real. It's real. I assume the reason they did this is because they're not making any money now. They're not making any money. So they don't want to say Chuck E. Cheese Pizza you can order because that sounds so like... Just like kids' food, so they changed it to Pasquale's. I assume
It's like nasty.
Wait, what are they gonna do with Chuck?
Once they open back up again,
have him executed. Chuck.
They're gonna do like a Goodfellas. They're gonna whack him.
Did anyone else just not get scared as a kid by the animatronics?
I've only been there a handful of times, but I never really paid attention.
I just see it, and I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah,
but it's like when you see the people in the suits at Disney World, it's not like,
It's like, oh, whatever. Just a guy right there.
Can you choose a more, like, unappetizing? Like, who wants some Pasquale's?
Sounds like the type of food that they put, like, snot on.
Oh, yeah, just a full-blown rat patty.
Oh,
that was a pizza? I thought it was a tissue.
Serve it. Send it out. Who cares?
Hey, I'd say won't notice.
We're Pasquale's, like not Chuck E. Cheese.
Pasquale's. Get
the
pizza.
There's just a huge glob of
in
the middle.
Chuck E. Cheese changed his name to Pasquale's Pizza and Wings on delivery app. Oh, they have wings. Nice.
They killed the chicken. They killed the chicken person to make their wings.
Pasquale's.
I would never eat that.
Now with caviar crust.
Oh, and the chef dude from Chuck E. Cheese is fucking cursed.
Chef Mike Nealon.
Oh, I forgot about that.
For those of you who don't know, Mike Nealon's a classic chef on YouTube who teaches how to put three layers of cheese on a pizza.
Yeah, so actually they did a segment on him on Tosh.0 a little while back, and he said like the company he worked for was called Ehow, and and so they told him what to do. Like, he didn't choose. They're like, Mike Nealon put three cheeses on a pizza. And he had to say okay. He said how stupid it was. He's like, he said their thoughts was like, what's the stupidest thing we can give him to do? Oh, put pizza dough in a freezer.
To put three?
Yeah. Literally, they had him put pizza dough in a bowl and put it in a freezer. And that was the video.
Like, so you have a family?
He's like, yeah, now we're going to turn around. Put three cheeses.
First, move your feet around. Then, turn around.
No, but he's a personal. He's like a personal home chef. He probably is like an actual, like really good cook. But he just like
apparently he cooked for Martha Stewart. He claimed he cooked for Martha Stewart or Paula Deen, which I have a hard time believing. Because I think they could make their own food, right? Isn't that their thing?
Yeah,
not like a personal chef.
She's too wrapped up in her racial slurs to cook nowadays.
Paula Deen. Wait, that's from Jersey Shore. Never mind.
The sequel to three cheeses on a pizza is gonna be fucking like four cheeses on a pizza.
Wow, that was original
spectacle.
Really good joke.
And then after that comes five cheeses on a pizza. Please laugh.
That was bad. This has been a bad one for me.
Oh yeah, okay.
First with a dad joke earlier.
Three cheeses? More like five.
Four cheeses.
God damn it.
Gosh. Oh boy.
I guess time to leave.
Bye bye.
You're fired.
Do we have time for
putting pizza dough? Putting pizza dough in a freezer? Island. More like putting two pizza doughs in the freezer.
Let's get the next one.
Ryan. It's not funny.
This is the last one. They've announced the title of the new Call of Duty game, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War.
What's it gonna... Is that for real?
That's what it's called. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Which is not the worst title.
The Cold War was that they weren't... It wasn't like a full-out war.
Maybe the game's like, okay, you're behind a desk. Now you're gonna sharpen your pencil and draw out the nuclear plans. Maybe that's like an
espionage thriller. So dumb. I don't know. Could be. It's like,
I mean, cool. I think what they're doing, because they rebooted the Modern Warfare series, so now they're just probably rebooting the Black Ops series. But like, whatever.
I don't know, dude. What is there to play? I guess maybe like Vietnam.
That would be sick if they did that.
Mission.
They already kind of did that in Black Ops 1, but like it wasn't a full game. So
it was part. It was a good part though.
Yeah, it was.
I guess it would be cool. It'd be an interesting multiplayer, like with the fucking tunnels and shit.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I guess it shouldn't be too critical. I honestly think that people behind Call of Duty are going to start another World War just so they can make a video game out of it. They're running out of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so for this test subject, we are going to have to drop a nuke somewhere randomly in the U.S. so we can wait a month and then kind of see how it turns out, and then we can get some ideas. Based off a true story.
So we're actually nuking the United States so we can put these motion trackers on it so we can really make it realistic.
Don't we live in the United States? That's
possible. Gotta do what we gotta do. Yeah.
Sacrifices have to be made.
So today we have little Timmy here, and we put motion tracking dots all over him.
Now we're gonna
absolutely annihilate him.
So yeah. So when he gets vaporized, those particles will render in 3 billion triangles. Thank you, Phil Spencer.
Notice how
the Unreal
individual
engine.
Flesh chunk has over 3,000 triangles.
Tim engine.
And in this
next
entire
Xbox
demo,
event,
you've seen 5,000 flesh chunks.
At the next Xbox event, they slow it down to show their motion capture dodge. So here is the point when the radiation wave hits Timmy at 4,000 miles per hour, vaporizing his insides.
Brain, and here's the right side of Timmy's brain.
So we're going to zoom on the last moments of Timmy's life. Kind of get
as you can see, there are over 4 billion
demo, you've seen over 5,000 real people die. Isn't that cool? What we've accomplished.
New exclusive.
Call of Duty's
always
elevating.
Real people dying.
No, wait, but that's the next Call of Duty. You actually just take control of an actual soldier.
Why does this
look so realistic? Wait a minute, I can just go into this town? Why does this look like... Oh, gosh, you're like actually in your house.
Why is team killing on?
What? I didn't know we were playing on hardcore.
The war in Afghanistan takes a hard left turn.
Oh, gosh. Soldiers are now shooting at each other. That's Call of Duty. But the Call of Duty market's booming.
Why, he said, it's for the lulz.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, that would be fucked if these fucking, like, third grade Call of Duty players are just given control of a fucking, like, robot.
That would be crazy. Well, the robot would have to be advanced enough to actually
be wacky. Probably never happen.
It probably
could.
We don't. It would be pretty cool for like the first day, and then they're killing people.
We have about enough time for one more fatty topic. If you got one,
yeah. I don't really have a topic, but this is just a question that I saw that a lot of people. You have one. All right, you go. You just say it then.
Well, are we all familiar with Batwoman with Ruby Rose?
Oh, yeah, I saw she left.
She's leaving the show.
What?
Yep.
What show is this?
She had the Batwoman show with Ruby Rose, where she's a lesbian.
Remember?
And men are bad. That one. Remember?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Batwoman. I thought you said that woman.
I actually didn't know that.
No, Batwoman.
Ryan thought you said fat woman.
I
totally heard the ads for that, and then... it's just done.
The show,
I forgot.
It was getting good critical reviews, but fans were hating it. And apparently, she was like treated badly on set or something. And now she's gone.
Well, I mean, it seems so unremarkable. Geez.
She was unhappy with the long hours required of her as a series lead. Hoo-hoo. That's what you get with acting and being
a
series lead.
Millions. Dear God.
No, but this one says she also suffered an injury on set and required her to undergo emergency surgery. They actually do stunts on that show? I thought it was all, like, really bad CG.
They've actually just been secretly trying to kill her on set.
She probably just, like, twisted her ankle. And she, like, jumped down a small ledge and, like, twisted her ankle.
She probably stubbed her toe.
She probably got a paper cut while reading the script.
Emergency stitches. Ma'am, don't you understand? If we give you stitches, it will cause more of an injury than if you just let it heal.
No, it's fine. Need let stitches. It do it. I'm a man. A woman. Damn it.
Stubbs toe.
All right. Let's call it for this week. good note to end on. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, not watching.
Oh my
god.
What
am I saying? If you're interested in joining in on the fun, go to disbord.org, search podcast, and find the Monkey House. We're always there being goofy, goofing off, monkeying around, you know, for the boys.
Of course. Yeah. Always.
And if you want to support our stuff, feel free to check out the Purple Monkey Patreon. You get extended stuff. Plenty of bonus content, community episodes where you can be on with us. Kind of gamer. Kind of
crazy.
Awesome.
Pretty gamer.
But don't feel like it's necessary because you still get your regular monkey content.
But here. We do like money.
Of course.
Sure.
Always that.
Whoops. Whoopsie.
Thank you guys for listening. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.